The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the news show. It's the 27th of January, 2020. Got the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, and it's coming at you like it always does in about 5 minutes. All right, I'm sure at least most of our European listeners, particularly in the UK, are with this. Something called the digital copyright law. Well, apparently the UK will not implement EU's version of it. Now, yes, of course, we're all aware of Brexit, blah, 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 let's not talk politics here. But because of this, that's the reason why the UK will not be following in the European Union footsteps. The Universities of Science Minister Chris Skidmore has actually stated that the UK won't implement the EU's copyright directive. That is, once it's out of the Union on January 31st. Now, of course, this doesn't mean that the UK will maintain a looser approach to digital copyright. Nah, the UK just wants to go in their own direction. Windows 7 users, come on, I know there's still some of you out there, although you may not be using it currently. Did you turn on your computer today and went, oh my, it's black, thinking maybe your machine is dead? Well, no, it's not dead. It all has to do with Microsoft. And that update they pushed out, by the way, KB4534310. Yeah, that's that update that's made your screen go black. Now, don't worry, no, your computer is not dead, and your hard drive didn't crash. In fact, Microsoft's very much aware of what's happened with this bug. Problem is, though, they're only going to fix it for those who are willing to pay. Now, Microsoft, yes, did put this in fine print probably a few months ago. I don't remember seeing it. But they said Windows 7 fixes would only be available for users willing to pay for extended security updates, or ESU. So what can you do in the meantime? Well, there is a workaround. You can actually do one of the following. Set your custom image to an option other than stretch, or you can choose a custom wallpaper that matches the resolution of your desktop. How you're going to be able to see to do this, I don't know. Again, Microsoft won't be any help to you either. What a way to go out on top, Windows 7. And finally, how we report on it every year it changes. This year we're a little closer. What am I talking about? Oh, that doomsday clock. Yes, the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists released their statement last week. We're just getting to it now, sorry. Said they've moved those hands forward on the doomsday clock forward by 20 seconds to 100 seconds. Yes, 100 seconds before midnight. Now, how significant is this? Well, honestly, not really much when it comes to seconds. Though let it be said, the clock's minute hand has actually never progressed forward past 11:58 before. So why the increase in seconds? Well, they say humanity continues to face two simultaneous dangers. One is nuclear war, the other one is climate change. Yes, the two same things that have been moving the doomsday clock back and forth for I don't even know how long now. Guess we can only hope it moves backwards next year. Got a story no one else is listening? We'll send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, yeah, that is where you can find all the BTN shows, including the news show, of course, the Mac show, the big show, the photo show. Plus, while you're over there, check out our blog and so much more. And it's all powered by those fine, lovely people over at TSO Host. Get yourself some fantastic web hosting today by checking them out at tsohost.com. Give us a like, too, over on our Facebook page at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, but definitely come by our community over at our Slack room. We would love for you to be a part of it. Join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a good old Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.